There's been good news and bad news recently for the Salt Lake Tribune. This week, the paper reported that its editorial cartoonist Pat Badley is a finalist for a Pulitzer. On the other hand, Terry Orme said they've had a series of three layoffs within a year. He said last fall they cut the staff by 20% and now have had to cut 10% of what was left after that.
We still have a strong newsroom. We still have the tools to do the sort of journalism that Utahns expect of us. I'm confident of that. But there is a point. There is a bottom. There is a line. And where is that line? I don't know. But I'll tell you this: I don't want to get any closer. I mean, you know, I don't want to get any closer to that because you will hit that point.
He illustrated the change by asking the Rotary audience how many read a paper regularly, which brought a lot of hands. Then he asked how many had kids who read a paper, which brought virtually no response.
As more and more people read their news on laptops, which actually that's in decline. It's more tablets and handhelds, iPhones, Androids, that sort of thing. That's where we need to be. And we need to figure that out. We need to be on those platforms, and we need to be engaging on those platforms. And it's more than just putting your stories from the Salt Lake Tribune on SL Trib and on your iPhone app. It's using those digital, the tools that digital gives you to tell stories.
He said the Digital First Media, the parent company of the Tribune and also of the Park Record, believes the new age is coming.
They feel that print is history, digital is future. So they went. And what they've done throughout their chain is they have sold off what they call the legacy print costs. That's real estate. It's printing presses. It's the stuff, you know, the brick and mortar, so to speak.
He said he rejects the jargon that the paper will do more with less. He said what they are doing is to focus and produce the state and local stories that their readers expect. He said they're asking reporters to work differently.
We are asking our reporters to not only report and write stories, but to write multiple versions of the same story as it breaks. We're asking them to use social media, Twitter primarily, but others, to report stories, to promote their work, and to build relationships with their beat communities. And just because they don't have enough to do already, our reporters, I mean, we're also asking them to shoot a little video. It could be just a short comment on the courtroom steps of someone involved in a trial. It could be 10 seconds of a fire in downtown Salt Lake City.
You said the staff is adapting pretty well to the change. In summary, Orme quoted an old colleague who said a newspaper at its best is where a community meets to talk about itself and to look at certain important stories.
Park City, I think it's the Park Record and the coverage it does on growth and ski and hospitality industries and ski resort ownership. For the Salt Lake Tribune, it's things like this. It's the domination of one political party over another. It's about the influence of a very powerful church. It's about corruption in the Attorney General's office. It's about corruption in a police force in Utah's second largest city. It's about dirty air and what it does to children. It's about the battle over same-sex marriage. And it's about the tug of war between the federal and local governments. We are the place to talk about Utah. And the people who join in the conversation are the ones who want to make Utah a better place to live.
Salt Lake Tribune editor and publisher Terry Orme. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.